Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Welcome to Christopher Nixon Optometrists in Starbeck, where I have come to meet Claire Thorne, who is one of the optometrists here at Christopher Nixon's. Claire's got an interesting story to tell us on the Health and Wellbeing Show because you've just undergone laser eye surgery. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, about a week and a half ago.
Now, this is really interesting because I know a lot of people who wear glasses, who've had to wear glasses for a long time, who sort of see laser as this kind of holy grail. I don't have to wear glasses anymore. This could be the best thing that's happened to my face in a really long time. Just explain to us why you went for laser eye surgery, if that's okay.
Well, I went for it because I needed my glasses all the time and I really struggled with contact lenses, which sounds silly because I know I'm an optician, but I've tried basically everything out there and my eyes just really dry. So just bit the bullet and went for it.
Were you able to wear contacts at all, or...?
Just for a couple of hours, so maybe like 3 or 4 hours, and then I'd have to take them out because my eyes would be quite sore.
That must have been really frustrating.
Very frustrating, because I do a lot of sport as well, so it made it quite difficult. Yoga with glasses? Not ideal. They fall off your head quite a lot.
Even worse if it was hot yoga and they're steaming up as well, I imagine.
It is hot yoga that I do.
So laser eye surgery, therefore, I guess, presented a real opportunity to have to stop. You're not wearing glasses now. So are you able now to just not wear them?
Yeah, I can see quite well without glasses. It'll take a couple of months for it to fully settle, but almost immediately, much, much better.
Laser eye surgery, it feels like it's been around for quite a long time, but I suppose in the world of medicine and eye health, it's relatively new. But there is an even newer procedure, which is the one that you've been for. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but friends of mine who've had laser eye surgery, they had to have a procedure where they basically cut it. And sorry, this may get a little bit graphic. If you are a bit squeamish, then I apologise in advance for this. But they effectively cut a flap in your eye, don't they, and sort of go in like that. But yours is a very different procedure. Can you tell us about what it is?
Yeah, so LASIK, which is one you were describing, is where they do the flap. And what I had was SMILE laser eye surgery. So it's like keyhole laser eye surgery. So they just make a really small incision and then they use a laser to make like a disc of tissue inside the tissue that's there, and then they pull it out through the little hole.
As I said, could get quite graphic. Eye operations are something that make people very squeamish. Anyone who's kind of okay with operations on the rest of their body, that often they and I would include myself in this, I find the idea of having an eye operation very, very scary. Lots of people tell me that laser eye surgery is a lot less invasive and a lot less, not something to worry about particularly, because you recover very quickly from it. But this, I guess, makes it even less invasive than the previous, the LASIK, did you say?
Yeah. It is less invasive, but they still make a small incision and they still use the laser. It's just you heal a lot quicker and the risk of infection is a lot lower. And the risk of complications later on in life is a lot less. It just takes longer for your vision to get back to a normal level, because they have to wait for the two layers of tissue to stick back together rather than just taking the top layer away.
It takes a bit longer, but actually in terms of the kind of, not damage it's doing to your eye, but I mean when you're having to cut a kind of flap, and that's something that makes kind of the integrity of the eye a bit weaker,
yeah.
I imagine.
So there's a lot less scar tissue after this operation.
How was it as an experience for you?
Quite nerve-wracking to me. I mean, I'm not squeamish about eyes, thankfully.
But, you're in the right profession.
But I was quite nervous going into it, and it didn't hurt or anything like that, but it was just quite a strange sensation because there's about 30 seconds during the operation where you literally can't see anything at all, because your vision goes very cloudy from the laser. And at that split second I was like, oh no, but then after that it's absolutely fine, it comes clear again. But it is a strange
quick?
The actual laser was on my eye for 30 seconds. And then there was 30 seconds to a minute of the tissue being removed, and that was it. So the actual operation was, I'd say, 2 minutes at most. It took longer to set me up in the operating theatre than it did to do the surgery.
Yeah.
So did one eye and then changed all the patch and stuff over and did the other eye, and I was in the operating theatre for about 15 minutes to do both eyes.
Wow. And where was this that you had this done? Because it was here in Yorkshire, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had it done at the Laser Vision Clinic at St James's, just because the SMILE surgery is very, very new, so there's not that many places that do it. So I went there to have Mr Ball do it for me.
Who is one of the leaders, I'm told, in eye surgery. That is astounding that it was that quick, really. So how long after it were you kind of incapacitated for?
So for about 3 or 4 hours after, it was a bit sore, almost like, you know, when you've been chopping an onion and your eyes are very irritated.
Really?
It's like that, just watering all the time. But then I went to sleep that evening, and the next morning when I woke up, it wasn't sore at all. A little bit scratchy because they're a bit dry, and the vision was a lot better the next morning because it was still quite fuzzy the day before because my eyes were watering. And then over about a week, the vision settled down a lot, and they're not sore at all now. I just have a couple of drops for dryness, but that's more because I'm on the computer.
And do they kind of say to you, I mean, clearly you're not going to drive home after this operation.
No.
Someone's going to take you home. Do they say to you sort of how long before you can start getting back to normal?
Well, you have a follow-up appointment the next morning,
okay,
which you can't drive to. But by then I was more than legal to drive. So they told me after that appointment that I would be able to drive from then if I wanted to. So it's really quick.
Great. That is amazing. Yeah. And that simple operation has taken away something that you've had for a huge part of your life.
Yeah.
And effectively, you've changed your life in minutes.
Yeah, it's really strange because I've had glasses since about 12. So I keep going to put my glasses on and then realise I don't need to actually put them on anymore, or keep trying to take them off and realise I don't have them on. So that's the bit that's going to take the longest to get used to.
Is it expected that this will last a long time, or is your eyesight going to deteriorate over time?
The hope is that it should last about 10 to 15 years, and then I'll need reading glasses because everyone needs reading glasses eventually. But there is a small chance that I might get a little bit short-sighted again, but my prescription hadn't changed for about 4 or 5 years before the operation, so it shouldn't deteriorate.
Okay, so you kind of reached your level,
yeah,
of where your eye health was going to,
yeah,
be, and it shouldn't go anywhere. Obviously, it's a fairly new technique, isn't it? So there is maybe some learning to come from it. So we don't know entirely what the outcomes are going to be, but it sounds like a miracle, to be honest. If anybody was kind of thinking about doing this, would you recommend that they come and talk to somebody like yourself?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone ever has any questions, they can always ask their optometrist, and we can give you more information about the different types of laser eye surgery, because not everyone might want the smile like I had.
I'm going to ask you this question, and you don't have to give me an exact answer, but I know a lot of people will be wondering, what's the kind of cost for this? Because obviously they've maybe had contacts for years and it's costing them £60-100 a month or whatever, or glasses we know can cost hundreds of pounds every couple of years as your eyesight changes. What sort of price does laser surgery come at?
The smile's more expensive than your normal laser eye surgery because it's newer and the machinery cost a bit more. So it was sort of between like £3,500-£4,000 to have it done, whereas your normal laser eye surgery would be more like 2 to 3. But from my point of view, it's worth it,
yeah,
just because the complications of this are much lower, and the end results when it settles down quite often are slightly better than some of the other forms of it.
So it is something that you're going to have to have made a decision that it's,
yeah,
definitely what you want, because,
yeah,
there's the financial cost to you, or the kind of responsibility that
yeah,
that means. It's quite a lot, but actually,
yeah,
as you say, it's changed your life, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's not a decision I made overnight. I definitely
no,
thought about it. But yeah, most of the places that do stuff like this have financing packages available. So if cost was ever an issue for someone, if you look into it, you can normally get it like through finance, through the companies if you want to.
And as we say, you know, talk to your optometrist,
yeah,
about it, because they will be able to point you in the direction of somebody that they recommend, and also to help talk you through those kind of things and where to get the right advice from. Claire, thank you so much. If people want to find out more about Christopher Nixon's, they maybe listen to this and go, you know what, I want to go and talk to Claire about that because I really want it. They can check your website out, can't they?
Yeah, so we've got a website online. It's just christophernixon.co.uk, or give us a call and we can book you in for an appointment.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.